News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The blockbusters got some awards at the Oscars. But Wicked and Dune Part 2 got shut out of the big prizes. The Best Picture Oscar went to...
Anora.
It's the Cinderella-like story of a sex worker who elopes with the son of a Russian oligarch. Mikey Madison won Best Actress.
Oh my gosh, it's, for lack of a better word, just incredibly surreal.
Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for her role in Emilia Perez.
I am the first American of Dominican origin to accept an Academy Award, and I know I will not be the last.
Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his performance in A Real Pain. Anora's Sean Baker won Best Director. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a deal to end the war with Russia is still very, very far away, adding he expects to keep receiving American support despite his explosive meeting Friday with President Trump at the White House. Zelensky is now in London. A driver rammed his car into a crowd in Germany, leaving one person dead.
Images from the scene show parts of Mannheim's downtown area cordoned off with a heavy police presence. Police spokesman Stefan Wilhelm says a driver drove into a group of people in Paradeplatz in Mannheim, killing one person. His team can't specify exactly how many people were injured too, or how badly. Wilhelm adds, "We can confirm that one perpetrator was arrested, but we can't give information on whether there were further perpetrators." Paradeplatz, a major square in the downtown area, lies at the end of a pedestrianized street in Mannheim, which has a population of over 320,000. I'm Charles Tilletesma.
The Senate is expected to vote on whether to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon as education secretary. This is AP News. The CEO at Kroger, Rodney McMullen, is stepping down. He's being investigated.
The company said that the investigation into McMullen's personal conduct was unrelated to the business, but was found to be inconsistent with Kroger's business ethics policy. Board member Ronald Sargent will serve as chairman and interim CEO, effective immediately. McMullen, who is 64, began his career with Kroger in 1978 as a part-time bagger and stock clerk. He served as Kroger's CEO since 2014. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A private lunar lander carrying a drill, vacuum, and other experiments for NASA touched down on the moon. The latest in a string of companies looking to kickstart business on Earth's celestial neighbor ahead of astronaut missions. Firefly's Aerospace Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit on autopilot. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.